Yeah, can I get a medium double-double, please?
Thank you. Please come around.
Hey, how you doing? And welcome to my podcast. I'm Pete Nero. Welcome to Rants from Hell, Another Brain Crack. What is it today? May 27th. I hope you guys are doing well. And here we are, having a coffee today. Sitting in my studio, having my coffee. Coffee I had to make myself because on the way here, I pull into a drive-through coffee shop and I order myself my usual coffee from a place I go to once in a while. It's a very famous brand in Canada. I'm not going to get into names, but I'm sure you can figure it out. But these guys here, man, you know, I grab the coffee from the drive-through. And as soon as I grab it, I got fucking coffee everywhere, man. The lids never seal properly, no matter what. 9.5 times out of 10, man. You ever have that happen? There's one particular famous Canadian coffee shop that does this all the time, man. You guys have been in fucking business for 100 motherfucking cocksucking years, and you still can't perfect a coffee lid that actually works, that actually seals the coffee inside your cup. Fuck, it pissed me off, man. Besides the fact that it's hot, I mean, even if it's not a lot of it coming out. So I'm going through the drive-thru, order my coffee, come around, they give it to me, and as soon as I grab the coffee cup, it's already wet on the outside, you know? So now I have fucking coffee all over my hand, and I fucking hate having, you know, wet, sticky, sweet coffee all over my hands. I have it's just a weird fucking thing I have, man. It's like an OCD thing. I hate having, especially coffee, right? Because now it's all over your fucking hand. You're sitting in your car, now it's spilling down your arm, going onto your crotch and your seat, and I'm fumbling to put it down somewhere, and now it's fucking spilling coffee all over my console, all over my steering wheel. So now I'm trying to, you know, there's people behind me, people in front of me, so I have to, you know, wait till I can get out there. And instead of take off on the road, I have to pull over and stop off to the side because this coffee has completely fucking ejaculated cake cum all over my fucking car now, and it's fucking pissing me off. It pissed me off, man. I have a phobia about it. I have an OCD about it, but at the same time, it just got... You know, I can't even drive my car now. There's fucking coffee all over my steering wheel, coffee in my lap, down my arm. The fucking thing is pissing all over the place. So I pulled over, all pissed off. And nowadays, because of whatever's going on, I always have like a roll of paper towel. And, you know, I have the sanitizer in the car, and I have a couple bottles of water I'm putting in the cup holder, because, you know, I don't just like to, like, you know, wash my hands with sanitizer. I like to actually rinse them with water. You know, it's just one of those fucking quirks I have, you know. I think with all this pandemic garbage and whatever is going on, I think I've developed like fucking OCD, man. Obsessive compulsive disorder. Everything pisses me off. I hate having anything on my fucking hands now. And even if I'm driving around with fucking, you know, like blue latex gloves or whatever, man, it still pisses me off. So now, you know, I'm pulled over and I have to like wipe down my whole fucking car because I got fucking coffee all over the place. Grab a roll of paper towel, a bottle of water. I have to clean everything up because it's going to ruin, you know, the inside of my car. I got leather and cloth and this and that. And it's all over my fucking arm. It's down my lap. And I'm thinking like, you know, by that time, half of the coffee is gone. I'm sitting there holding a fucking, you know, half of a coffee cup. Fuck that. So I get pissed off and I just boot the fucking coffee cup into the parking lot. I don't give a shit. And I'm thinking, why do I even bother coming to this coffee shop all the time? There's so many other coffee shops that don't really have this problem. You know, unless you're able to walk into the shop instead of the drive-thru and grab one of their cups of coffee and like hold it out 3 feet in front of you stretch out your arms, and walk out of the place holding this coffee cup like it's a nuclear waste or something. Go to the parking lot, grab your own travel mug, transfer it into that, and maybe you'll be okay and you're not going to lose half your fucking coffee all over the place. I'd rather just fucking sooner go somewhere else, man. So, you know, came back. I was too pissed off to go anywhere else. I just came back. I made my own coffee at home. This is what I get for trying to go to a coffee shop, get a nice coffee, which doesn't usually taste bad. I like the coffee, but the problem is I don't know why they can't figure out this lid situation. And I know that you guys out there, I know that you know who I'm talking about. It's the notorious leaky lids, man. And no matter what you do, no matter how you put it on, if you turn it, and whatever it is, I don't understand why their coffee lids leak all the time. And not a little bit. Sometimes it's a lot. It's like, it's coming down like a little spout. I can't even tell where the fucking gap is. I can't even tell where the leak in the lid is. It's just coming out of fucking somewhere, man. Some mysterious fucking dimension that's leaking coffee all over the place. And I'm pulling the lid off and putting it back on and twisting it and turning it and trying to pat it down and trying to push it down. No, man, it's fucking, it's ejaculating coffee all over the place. And it makes a mess in my fucking car and it pisses me off. So unbelievable. You know, all you want is a cup of coffee sometimes. And I know you're saying, well, there's so many other coffee shops to go to. You know, but sometimes you're on your way and you see a coffee shop on the side of the road and you pull over and you grab it. Oh my God, man, it really fucking pisses me off. So I get, and you know what, then you have to like, you got to go home and get like a wet towel and some cleaner and you got to wipe everything down, because even if you just wipe it down or with water or whatever, I mean, it's, you know, I like to order like a double-double or, you know, a regular coffee with some cream and some sugar. Maybe I shouldn't order sugar anymore. But even if I don't, I mean, it's sticky, fucking cummy coffee, man. It gets everywhere and you can smell it. I mean, it lingers in your car for like 3 or 4 days, man. And it's all over your fucking steering wheel and all over, you know, like I've mentioned, it's all over the place. So now I gotta like clean and detail the whole inside of my car. I end up not even drinking the coffee because so much of it spills out that, you know, you lose half of it. And now I'm pissed off and I'm fucking booting it into the fucking parking lot there, littering everywhere. I don't give a shit. Just a decent cup of coffee, man. You know, a decent cup. There's some places you go to that actually have, the lids are super tight. And then, the lid has a little tiny hole in it so you can drink out of, but they even have like a little plug you can put in there. And it's impossible for your coffee to leak because the lids are tight, the plug is on. You can shake the coffee around like a fucking rag doll, man. It'll never leak coffee. That's where I should just keep going, man. Fuck these places who, I don't know how they designed this coffee lid, man. It's, you may as well not have a lid at all. And I'm sure that you guys have experienced this yourself, but yeah, it pisses me off. I mean, I've noticed now with all these, during the pandemic and the lockdowns and this and that, and having to stay home and having to hang out in my place way more often than I would like, a lot of shit's pissing me off, man. I've developed like OCD, man. I don't like to see crumbs or dust or, you know, wet counters or any of that shit. And everybody's home, you know, and the kids are there and they're making a mess, which is natural. Oh man, I fucking hate it, because then, you know, like I'm leaning on the kitchen counter playing with my phone, and I don't realize it, but the kitchen counter is covered in sticky, shitty fucking honey milk. I don't know what the hell they're putting on there. So, oh, it makes me nuts. I'm like a fucking bartender at a pub now, man. All I'm doing is running around and just wiping everything down all the time because it's pissing me off. Everywhere I touch is wet and sticky and dirty and and full of crumbs, and I hate that shit. I hate that feeling on my forearms or my hands. I'm washing my hands so often. You should see my hands, man. They look like fucking, they look like tree bark, man. My hands are so fucking dry and dry and cracked and everything else. Even if I put cream on my hands, man, it doesn't. And then the cream pisses me off. I hate fucking cream. When I put cream on, it's got to be like a tiny, tiny little bit so I can, like, you know, rub my hands and then the cream gets absorbed. Because if I have, even when I was a kid, actually, I hate having fucking shit on my hands, man. I hate it. I fucking hate it. But, yeah, I did a video podcast of this particular episode, which is on my YouTube channel, which I hope you check out. Go to my YouTube channel, Pete Nero, and I'm kind of doing an update on my audio podcast here. And thank you guys so much. Always noticing more fans and more listeners, and you know, it's really fun. I'm having an amazing time entertaining you and entertaining myself. And I think we're getting better at this, man, compared to how I was and how I sounded when I started doing this, man. This is night and day. Like, I'm almost a professional at this. But anyway, but I'm sure you've had the problem with the leaky coffee cups that just fuck up your whole day, fuck up your whole morning, cake up. You know, God forbid that you're wearing a suit or you're on your way somewhere, you know, you're dressed nice. Oh, don't even bother getting a, you may as well just prepare the coffee at home, get a really tight travel mug, because it's going to go fucking everywhere, man. All over your suit and tie and shirt. Like, I have to like plastic coat my whole car because I fucking hate coffee and shit. Even sometimes when I spill water by accident in the car, I swear, man, it's just water. But even then, it's like, oh, you know, it's a phobia. It's a phobia, and it's an obsessive compulsive thing. But yeah, spraying fucking coffee all over you and your car, man, it fucking pisses me off. But I have a coffee here. I made this coffee myself. But let me know if this sounds familiar, if this shit ever happens to you. You can contact me on Twitter, @RealPeteNero. Let me know how you're doing. Give me some ideas. Let me know how I'm doing. Say hi. Love to hear from you guys. And thank you for being here. Pete Nero, Rants from Hell, Another Brain Crack.